had the way worship Lonnie Tendanda in the mood of Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is said here by our chairs that Vrindavan Das Thakura is a favorite. The favorite of Lord Nityananda. That means that for him to become the favorite means he worshiped him the best. So how do we worship Lord Nityananda the best? Not to overthrow Vrindavan, but to follow in his footsteps by his causeless mercy and also please Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The best way we can do that, the best way for every disciple to become the favorite of the spiritual master is that the devotee is loyal to the instruction, to the order of the spiritual master. He does not behave in any way to be a source of anxiety to the spiritual master. Loyalty, sincerity. On Nityananda Prabhu, he has a mission. What is his mission? To deliver the world, the living entities, all living entities. So, if we preach Krishna consciousness, if we preach Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible, every day we try to preach Krishna consciousness. How do we preach Krishna consciousness that will please Lord Nityananda Prabhu? We cannot please the pure devotees by external ability. The best preacher is not the person who is speaking the word. The best preacher is one who is preaching by his or her character, one who has character, one who behaves in such a way that whoever sees us become very happy and encouraged to say, yes, I would like to be like this person. That disciple is the best preacher, and he will be the favorite of his or her spiritual master. That is the way we complete on the Tenana Prabhu. Like Vrindavan Das Thakura. Vrindavan Das Thakura did not know anything but the Thai Gaurachandra. So in the same way, if we don't know anything else but Nityananda and Gaurachandra, we'll be able to please him and faithfully with all sincerity carry out the order. Preach Krishna consciousness to everyone without our personal interest. We please Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has no discrimination. He never considers who is qualified and who is not qualified. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was simply qualified. He was interested only in the spirit soul. He doesn't look at the body they carry. He simply wants to because he cannot tolerate the sufferings of the living entities. So if we want to play not another Prabhu, we should learn how not to tolerate the sufferings of the living entities and should be ready to risk our life to save man, the living entities. We become very, very dear to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And that is the success of our life. Our success in Krishna consciousness is not how many temples we have constructed. It is not how many disciples we have made. It is not the number of congregation members we have in our center. It is not the material facilities which we have in our Krishna consciousness life. It is not our fame, our glory. It is completely outside all these things. Our success depends on how much we have pleased on it and under by our own personal example as a devotee in Krishna consciousness. That is our success. Is it clear?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Okay, does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay, please take it.
Yes.
Jai, thank you so much, Maharaj. Yadunath Prabhuji has a question.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
This is my most humble businesses, Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the enlightenment. Maharaj, part of in the later part of the class, you said we should pray.
Yes.
So I want to speak for my own self, from my own side. Personalities like Vrindavan Das Thakur, we never met with them, we never saw them. And even though their picture is difficult to see, we rarely see these pictures. So it looks like there is no natural flair, no deep, no kind of relationship that will make us now say, okay, let me now start praying. Sometimes we find it even difficult to face the deities and pray, and they are there, we are seeing them. But personalities like Vrindavan Das Thakur and some other acharyas, we never met them, and we don't even we rarely see their pictures. So what should be that push, that energy that will make us to, okay, oh, today's Vrindavan Das Thakur appearance day, so let me pray. And how should we pray to these personalities?
What will make us to pray to these great personalities is hearing about the wonderful activities. Look at the blessing. Look at the blessing he gave. It is he Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentioned that anyone who read this book compiled by Vrindavan Das Thakura, that person's inauspiciousness will completely destroyed. Just look at such a wonderful personality. That just by hearing his wonderful narration of the persons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, immediately our inauspicious nature is destroyed. So, is it not enough for any one of us to show our appreciation by praying to him, please, thank you so much for giving us such a wonderful opportunity. Even though we have not seen you physically, we have not seen you, and you know very well that there are so many devotees who are going to come after you that you're not able to see, but still you have lost a wonderful mercy. So just look at the magnanimity of such a great personality. This alone should teach us a sincere devotee that yes, just look at such a magnanimous personality. Just look at how the person is so compassionate, so pure, so thinking so much about the welfare of other entity that he has made such a wonderful sacrifice to give us opportunity to become completely free from inauspiciousness. That's to give us a soft mind to pray to him and to thank him for such a great, great mercy. You cannot find people like this in this world. Only a self-realized pure devotees who have come from the spiritual world, who have been empowered by those who come from the spiritual world to come to that level, can offer such a wonderful opportunity for conditioned souls. So, every sincere devotee should naturally offer prayers and glorifications and thank them for the wonderful blessings. Yes. Had to pray. Thank them for their wonderful benedictions. Somebody who have not seen before is giving you such a wonderful, wonderful blessing, wonderful situation to become completely purified. Why should not pray to the person? Why should not thank the person? All right. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you very much, Maharaj.
All right. So now you're going
Thank
to
you so
pray.
much, Maharaj. Vanessa,
yes, Maharaj, I will try.
Thank you so
Yes,
much,
try.
Maharaj. Vanessa,
Yes. Go on. What is the next question?
Hare Krishna. Please accept Hare Krishna. My sincere homage. Thank you for all that. I would like to know how to speak at the soul ready for become engaged in the service of devotion. And we are just... how Lord Nityananda or Bhakti Vinodata Thakur speak at the person who was ready for entering the service of devotion? This is my question.
And Lord Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful, very, very kind, extremely kind. Extreme. What does that mean? In the past, one has to go to the forest to go and look for God. Only the Nityananda Prabhu does not wait for living entities to come and look for God. He comes to meet us in our house. That is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, costless mercy. So he has given us a profession. What is that profession? To make it a point of duty that we should teach all living entities how to chant Hare Krishna mantra. If we take this as an occupation, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased. This is a service he has given to everyone, and he was doing that himself every day with the Haridas Thakur. Every day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu would go and Sankirtan. He will preach. you are not the body, you are a spirit soul, you are from here. It's simple. My dear brother, my dear sister, just chant Hare Krishna. That's all. That's the philosophy we're teaching. And whoever will support this, he will be the wonderful servant of Lord Nityananda. So, this is a service Lord Nityananda Prabhu has given to us to deliver the whole world. And he was not interested in who is the person. He was simply concerned with the spirit soul. Whomever he meet, that is what he see. Oh, this is a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I need to be delivered. The suffering in the material world. See, my dear brother, please chant Hare Krishna. That's all he was doing. See, if we can adopt that service attitude, to be interested in telling people how to chant Hare Krishna, it would be wonderful. So that service we can do for Lord Nityananda, and it will attract his mercy upon us, like Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's all. We don't have to fold our hands and pretend to by harassing anybody. Don't waste our time folding hands before anybody. Simply engage ourselves in requesting people to chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Nityananda Prabhu's mercy will automatically drop on our head. We don't have to waste our time folding hands artificially, which is not from the heart. We fold our hand, but our mind is not folding before the lotus feet of Nityananda, or Chaitanya Prabhu, or Radha Krishna. We just fold the hand physically. The hands are not folding, and the mind is not folding hands. But if we simply just engage people to chant Hare Krishna, automatically everything is done, and we'll have his mercy. This is the system. We get Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to try?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Okay. Try. Krishna will help you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gurudev, for this wonderful class. it was really nice to know about Vrindavan Das Thakur. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to you. Thank you so much for the class, Pranuj. Radhe,
Radhe. Radhe,
Radhe. We'll see everyone next week.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Maharaj, we'll take your leave. Thank you, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Wait to turn off the...